Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. Tim Christensen is with us this morning, Iowa State University Extension Farm Management Specialist, and I want to talk a little bit about some farmland leasing meetings that are coming up, including one here in Atlantic on August 12th. Tim, how are you today?
Doing good. Excited to get into the land leasing season. We have till September 1st to kind of figure out what we're doing, and there's a lot of changes and a lot of stuff going on and a lot of stuff to talk about this year.
Well, we've seen a lot of changes in agriculture here in the last year. COVID wasn't something that was immune to the farm. It was things have changed a lot, from commodity prices to we've seen all kinds of issues going on here this year. Will all those things kind of combine to affect maybe what folks knew as normal?
It definitely has affected a lot of things. And, you know, I think the one thing that all this has taught us is there is no normal, right? We have to be prepared for everything and kind of be ready to roll with the punches as they come.
Absolutely. Well, this rolls around each year at this time, and it's important things to consider. You're kind of locked in for a year once you get moving ahead, so you kind of need to consider all the different aspects and ask all the right questions, right?
Yeah, and asking the right questions, and probably the biggest thing that I like to talk about with farmland leasing arrangements is communication, and having good open communications between the tenant and the landowner can make all the difference in the world. And being able to have open, candid conversations and trust and understand where each other's coming from is probably one of the most important parts. You know, commodities will go up and down. Government payments will come and go. Just working through those things and being in a contract with somebody that you can understand and trust is probably the most important part.
Yeah, because it seems like sometimes with these lease agreements, it's not just two parties involved. You've got government issues to consider. It sometimes seems like there's a lot more involved than just the person renting and the person leasing.
Yeah, there's the government. There's a family member. Sometimes multiple family members are involved. Multiple parties are involved. It can get pretty off into the weeds. So having that good open communication and working with somebody you can trust and working with somebody you can have those conversations with can make it a lot smoother. It can get off into the weeds and get kind of scary and ugly pretty quick if we aren't in that agreement with somebody we can work with.
Yeah. Well, let's just start with the basics here. Who should attend these meetings?
I encourage landowners and tenants alike to come. I kind of pride myself in working for Iowa State University. I'm in the middle, right? I don't have a dog in the fight. So the information I give is the same information I would give no matter who's in the seats. But as tenants, there's going to be a lot of good information there on how to work with your landowners and how to communicate those things to different ideas on different types of leases, different things that should be involved in a lease. And, of course, landowners, a lot of landowners come just to make sure they're charging the fair amount for cash rent and making sure they're following along with what's going on in the news. So a lot of great information for both sides of that, and everybody is welcome.
Yeah, you know, most of us around here probably think that the land's been owned by the same folks for years and years and years and years, but that's not always the case. First-timers, I'm sure, get their eyes opened.
Yeah, first-timers, and, you know, there's a lot of people that inherit land, and the land might have been in agreement for years and years and years, but the new owners may not understand that agreement, or there might not be things in writing that were ever in writing that were just a handshake deal that can cause some problems sometimes. There's a lot of that goes into this, and it can be pretty overwhelming if you're not familiar with how these things work. So we'll try to make it less intimidating and give you some good tools to be able to do this from year to year.
Yeah, you've got a presentation put together. It'll be a question and answer time, but you're going to lay some things out ahead of time. What are some of the issues you'll discuss?
You know, changing commodity prices is probably number one. If we look back a year ago, I would have lost a lot of money on any bets of where we would be today. I think everybody else would have too. So there's definitely been a change in that. But along with increased commodity prices comes increased cost of production. So that needs to be taken into consideration and thinking about what we're going to do. Land values is another big topic we'll talk about and what those are. You know, those are all over the board and going crazy right now. So we'll kind of look at some resources and try to get our arms around what's going on with land values. Like I said, flex leases and some of those other things are becoming more and more popular where the landowner can still take on some of that risk and receive some of those profits in the better years and that type of stuff. So we'll talk about those. And along with, like I said, as anybody that's been to my meetings before, I really enjoy the questions, and hopefully some people will come, some good questions, and we can have a good discussion about the things that people want to talk about.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to the land rental rates and things, you folks chart these kinds of things, and there are subtle differences when you move across the state to different locations. I assume the questions sometimes can be a little different depending upon where you are?
Yeah, for sure. I've been in West Central Iowa the last 3 years, and this will be my first year in Southwest Iowa. I'm excited about that. I'm anticipating more pasture rental rate questions and that type of stuff. You know, different quality of ground demands a different cash rental rate in general, so there'll be some differences there. And even from county to county, there'll be some differences what topics come up and what we discuss, but that's what keeps it interesting.
You bet. Well, I mentioned up front there's a meeting here in Atlantic coming up on August 12th, and there's some other area meetings coming up in East Pottawatomie County area in Oakland on July 28th, in Adair County at Greenfield on August 3rd, for Montgomery and Page counties in Villisca on August 4th, and Audubon and Shelby counties in Elkhorn on August 17th, and then Guthrie County in Guthrie Center on August 18th. So lots of opportunity there. These meetings, is the presentation largely the same everywhere you go? It just kind of depends on how things shift depending upon the questions you get?
Yeah, absolutely. I start out doing 17 of these meetings this year. So if I'm getting questions on something that I'm not covering, the later places will have that, and I'll modify them slightly for each county depending on where I'm at and what questions I anticipate. But all in all, it's a lot of the same information, and a lot of the information is the same. So for anybody out there, if you didn't have a pencil to write all those down, call your local county extension office. They'll have those schedules and times and be able to get you a hold of which ones work for you and get you signed up.
Absolutely. And those that are technologically inclined, you can head to the ISU Extension website as well, and you can find all those county offices, and all the resources are right there for you, too, to be able to find on dates, times, and places, and sign-up information, all that. You do want pre-registration.
Yeah, just to make sure we have enough space to keep everybody spread out and we know how many cookies to order. It's nice to know who's coming. Along with your registration fee, you'll get a 100-page resource book that's extremely valuable with a ton of resources in it you'll get to take home with you too. So making sure we have enough of those available and enough cookies for everybody and enough space for everybody, we ask that you let us know ahead of time just so we can be prepared.
Okay, and I see $20 a person or $30 per couple if you're going to be sharing the information there too, and they can just pay at the door when they get there?
Yep, there'll be somebody there that they can pay ahead of time if they want, or they can pay at the door. Either way, it's some great information and some really valuable topics that we'll be talking about that I think people can learn a lot from.
You bet. Well, Extension, as we know, is a valuable resource that has loads and loads of stuff, especially online there, too. Will there be information if there are questions maybe that didn't get answered, didn't get asked during these meetings, or if some other issues come up that folks want to follow up on? Is there a resource online they can look to?
Yeah, the best place to go is the Ag Decision Maker website, and you can just Google Ag Decision Maker, and it'll come up, and it's our resource library. Where my team and the state specialist and Ames and the smart people, we all keep all the information we think is valuable to people in place there. It's a great resource. That book, if you can't make a meeting, a lot of the counties will have some extras of those books. It's a 100-page book that's packed with resources as well and historical data and samples of leases and great information. They can pick those up at their local office after the meeting if they didn't make the meeting. And that Ag Decision Maker website is a huge, huge resource. That you can find the answer to a lot of things.
You bet. Very good. All right. Is there anything that folks should bring with them to the meeting?
Just lots of good questions. We'll have the book and handouts of the slides and some other resources there available. We'll have you some pens and some scratch paper and a cup of coffee. Bring your questions and your thoughts and your questions, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody, and hope everybody finds time to make it to a meeting that's involved in a cash rental agreement somewhere.
All right, very good. Well, Tim, thank you so much for the time here today. That's Tim Christensen, ISU Extension Farm Management Specialist. Some good information will be shared, so make sure you check out those farmland leasing meetings coming up here in the area. So again, check out those meetings in the area, again in Oakland for the East Pottawatomie Extension area on July 28th, Greenfield for Adair County on August 3rd, Villisca for Montgomery and Page Counties on August 4th, Elkhorn for the Audubon-Shelby County meeting on August 17th, Guthrie Center for the Guthrie County meeting, August 18th, and also the Atlantic meeting for Cass County, which will be at the Cass County Community Center at 1:30 p.m. on Thursday, August 12th. Those meetings expected to last around 2.5 hours, so plenty of opportunity for you to share information. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.